Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, mama. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
On a Wednesday.
On a hump day, Chris, it's hump day, and we are, well, we've got a lot for you tonight. I'm getting ready to bare my soul on something that's driving me crazy right now. That's the first thing I'm going to do. I'll get to that in just a second. We continue to get, I lose sight of the fact that we're gaining listeners, a lot of them. So people actually don't know about my world-famous cheeseburger recipe. Maybe you've heard rumors about it. Don't shake your head, Chris. About an hour from now, I will give out step-by-step details on how to make the world's greatest cheeseburger, the Jesse Kelly Burger. I named it myself. We have a Hollywood actor, Nick Searcy, coming up. He's a friend of mine in about an hour and a half from now to talk about creating alternate entertainment options. Because we can't go to the movies anymore, right? Not hardly. Can't go to the movies. So we're going to talk about that. Pro-life organizations being vandalized and firebombed. The Biden administration declaring war. Another New York City mob story, this time with murder. It's very exciting stuff. I mean, except unless you're the guy who got shot in the head. We have puberty blockers, federal hate crimes and why they're stupid, and kids mysteriously now have weakened immune systems. All that is coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show and much more. I'm going to do a huge email roundup tonight because I'm way behind, but I want to begin here. And I shouldn't begin here. Isn't that a weird thing to say? I'm going to begin with something because I need to get something off of my chest. And what's crazy is this is just a personal thing of mine. And it doesn't even apply to you. You have endless listening options right now. You instead choose to take this time and listen to me. So you're not going to be the person I'm frustrated with when I vent my frustrations here. Nevertheless, I can't get it off my mind. I had all these other stories I could do, but I can't get this off my mind. I have to vent. I have to get it out. I know it doesn't apply to you, but here it is. I'm very upset with America. And this is the reason I'm very upset with America. You've seen all the news right now about Joe Biden's approval ratings and Joe Biden's approval numbers and Democrat approval numbers. And it looks like it's going to be a red wave in November and all these other things. All this looks like it's going to be a disaster for the communists. And obviously, that's a good thing. Put a smile on your face. That's a good thing, right? Yeah, but I know you've seen all that. I know you know all that. Why didn't people get that mad when the government told you to shut down your business? Why didn't America get so mad that they hated everyone in the government, federal, state, and local? Why didn't America get that mad when government told you to put a useless mask on your face? And you're not stupid. And again, I realize this is not applying to you. You're not stupid, though. You're well aware that that stupid mask you wore, even if it's one of the fancy medical ones, did not stop a microscopic virus. Fauci was on television. Remember this, fellas? Fauci was on television mocking the idea of putting a mask on everyone. He went on TV and said the truth. They were not going to have a mask on everyone during an outbreak. That's not providing protection. And yet, government, federal, state, local, every corporation, flying, everybody, wear a mask, wear a mask. The government made you wear something you didn't want to wear that didn't do any good. Where was the outrage then? Where was it? Oh, you have it, Chris? Oh, please. Do you remember when the good Dr. Fauci went on TV? This isn't hidden video. On TV and said this.
People should not be walking around with masks. Let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better.
And masks are protective. And we
but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
There has not been any.
That's the Dr. Fauci. Went on and said what we all knew to be true, and the government made you do it. The government looked at you. It looked you square in the eye, America, and it said, you're not even essential. Your paycheck doesn't matter. Your job doesn't matter. The government arrested pastors for having church. They arrested a guy for paddleboarding by himself in the ocean in Venice Beach. New York City? I don't have to remind you, New York City sent the cops in for people who were daring to dine in restaurants unvaccinated. A sustained 2-year assault on your liberty and your way of life. You, America, again, I'm not talking to you about you specifically, so again, I shouldn't even be having this talk because it doesn't apply to you, but I have to get this off my chest. You, America, stood by while they told you to go home and then printed over $5 trillion and then just took gigantic gobs of it and just started chucking it at Wall Street, destroying the value of your dollar. No outrage. None. America didn't choose to rise up against its government with real, genuine outrage and make major changes until it costs too much to fill up your car with gas. I don't even know if I'm mad, if I'm disappointed. I don't know why I'm sharing this with you now, because you agree with me. You're sitting there nodding your head. Yeah, I agree, Jesse. It was stupid. So I don't know why I'm sharing it, other than I just had to get it off my chest. I can't believe in the United States of America, we brought back segregation. And the United States of America did not get upset. New York City, they're standing at the door. Hold on, sir.
You're not allowed to eat with us. This restaurant's just for the vaccinated. We have separate places for you unvaccinated swine. And yet the outrage? Nothing.
People ran to the polls and voted for the next Democrat again. I'm upset. I don't know. This sounds like I'm a father or something of the country, which I'm clearly not, but I'm disappointed. I'm more than mad. I'm disappointed. I wanted something better. And maybe I'm idealistic. Maybe that's the problem. I have always loved my country so much. The land of the free. The idea that we have this huge, wealthy country, but we're free. I guess I probably thought more Americans actually gave a crap about that than they did. But really, they didn't. They don't. Americans don't love freedom. Americans love $2.50 a gallon gas. And because of that, we won't have a country at all. If Joe Biden, if he could just do one thing right now. Now, he can't. Don't worry. This isn't going to happen. But if Joe Biden, if he was to call a meeting with all his big green energy donors and tell them all, you guys can all go screw yourselves right now because I'm not losing my presidency over you. So take your donations and flush them down the toilet. And he was to stand up and say, okay, we're back in the oil and gas business, baby. Start drilling. Gas prices would begin plummeting. They'd begin plummeting fine. And that red wave in November would disappear like a fart in the wind. Gone. Because Americans, they don't give a crap about freedom. They love cheap gas. And you can't get them to actually care about the endless abuses of the federal government, of the state government, of the local government. You can't get them to care about a daggone thing until it costs too much to fill up a Toyota Camry. And then all of a sudden, everybody's a political activist. Throw the bums out, baby! Pregnancy centers being firebombed across the country, a wide open border where they're practically inviting illegal immigrants into this country by the truckload. Violence all over the place. You can't go down to the subway without stepping in pee, and that's if you don't step on a needle first or get thrown on the subway tracks by some nut job. None of that moved the needle until gas prices got too high. Now, all of a sudden, it's let freedom reign, baby. Those don't tread on me flags come out with the average American. Where were you while we were under assault? You were home watching Netflix, ordering DoorDash, and just talking about how great that stimulus check was. That's just a fact. I'm going to move off this now. I know we have a bunch of stories to get to. I'm going to get to my mob story. I'm going to get to that. You know I love that stuff. Going to talk about all the terrorism. I'm going to do a big email roundup. I don't even know why I did it. I just had to get it off my chest. And now I feel better, Chris. Now I feel better. Look, maybe the problem is this. Maybe we're too weak now to stand up. Is that what it is? Are we simply too weak and scared? Because there weren't, people just didn't stand up. Are we just weak and scared? Look, I talk all the time about testosterone levels in the country. This is a clinical fact. They're half of what they were 50 years ago. Half. Maybe the truth is we're a country full of effeminate men now without the guts to step up. And I know that doesn't apply to you, but maybe that's where we are. I talk to you about chalk endlessly for this reason. Remember, natural herbal supplements made right here in America. 20% increase to your testosterone in 90 days without medicine or chemicals or anything that hurts you. Natural herbal supplements. Maybe the whole daggone country should go get a male vitality stack from Chalk. That's what I take. I've been taking it for like 6 months. They have a female vitality stack too, ladies. Clearly, we're all going to have to get in and fix this daggone thing. Go to choq.com and use the code Jesse. That gets you 35% off the whole store. They got all kinds of great stuff there, by the way. choq.com, code Jesse.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. We're going to do a big email roundup tonight. I'm going to talk about these Fed rates and stuff like that here in a second. We have another New York City mob hitman story. What, Chris? I can like mob stuff, okay? I can't help it. I like what I like. Before we get to that, I thought after that kind of a sour opening, I realize it was. But look, I think about it a lot. I think about the conversation that supposedly happened when some lady approached Benjamin Franklin after they kind of laid out the founding of the country and gave us all these freedoms and whatnot. And she asked, "What have you given us, sir?" And he said, "A republic, if you can keep it." And maybe we're just not interested in keeping it. Maybe we don't even know what it is. And again, I know this doesn't apply to you. So why am I even talking to you about it? I don't have a reason other than I just wanted to get it off my chest. And now I did, and I feel better. I feel better. You want to feel even better about something? You've undoubtedly heard the words cancel culture, right? Oh, I don't like cancel culture, where someone has an opinion we don't like,
and then the communists will pile on and get them fired and ruin their lives and whatnot. And you've never heard me complain about cancel culture. Why? Because I'm a huge fan. I love cancel culture. I understand that the communists will work every single day to get me thrown off the air. They'll try to get me fired from here, and they do all the time. They'll try to get me fired from my TV gig. Remember, I'm on TV every single night, 9 p.m. Eastern on the first TV. And I don't shrink away from that. I embrace it. You want to play the cancel games? Then let's play cancel games. I believe in the destruction of my enemies, and my enemies believe in the destruction of me. And what we're going to do is we're going to meet out on the field, and we're going to brawl this thing out, and we will see who wins. And if it is you, good for you. And if it is me, better for me. But I play cancel culture games. I love cancel culture games. Back in November, I got a tip. Every now and then I get a hot tip from somebody about something. I got a tip about a fancy private school in Miami. I'm going to play you the video clip because I did this for TV. This was from way back in November. I talked about it here too, but I have this clip from TV from way back in November. I'm going to play this for you just so you can get a little idea of what was going on.
There's a school in Miami called the Miami Country Day School. It is $40,000 per child to go to this school. Obviously, as you know, that's a boatload of money. That's university money. People are paying that money to send their kids off to college. They're paying that for this school here. The school hangs Black Lives Matter filth flags. The school hangs pride flags in the classroom. We got video of an assembly they had in this school. And it tells you how insidious this is. They confiscated all the phones. By the grace of God, some students still snuck them in. And at this assembly, in this school, they brought in a black male dancer on the stage. This is what the communist in America wants for your children. This, now we're going to cover up her face.
It's a drag dancer dressed kind of like in a bikini. I'll just let the story go from there. You should know they confiscated students' cell phones going into the assembly and then forced students, even ones they didn't want, who didn't want to, including a 15-year-old girl, to go up on stage and dance with a black guy, a black drag dancer. Yes, Chris, I know. It's that disgusting. That's all the bad news. Here's the good news. You know the reason they had that event? The school hired a director of equity and inclusiveness, which is always just code for you hired a communist who's going to push cultural Marxist filth on everything. Her name was Linda Chambers. Well, Linda Chambers has to find a new job now. Do you know why? Because we got that hot tip and we ran with that story. And after we ran with that story, a couple other people picked it up and word got back to the parents on what was going on. The parents, because of the story we ran, absolutely poured outrage into that school, and the person who had children dancing with drag dancers on stage is now on unemployment. And guess how bad I feel about that? Not at all. Up yours, communists. And I'll come for the next one too, and the next one after that, and the next one after that, and the next one after that. And we're going to find out who wins in the end. Because I believe in cancel culture. I wholeheartedly embrace it. I said something last night, I believe it was last night, about West Virginia. West Virginia's government, they're attacking the major financial institutions because the financial institutions are attacking the fossil fuel industry. And I said, every state right now, from New York to West Virginia to California, every state should be passing aggressive anti-communist laws against these corporations. And I had all these people say, Jesse, that doesn't sound like limited government. What about your principles? What about your... My principles are winning and you losing. Those are my principles. My principles are not letting you completely destroy my way of life for fake climate change that doesn't even exist. I don't want billions of people across the world starving to death. I don't want blackouts and brownouts. I don't want a United States of America brought to its knees. And if there's a company, whether it be a gigantic financial corporation down to the local mom and pop shop who has declared their intention to destroy my company, then I say game on.
I say game on. These people are doing this on purpose.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated. No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period.
I guarantee you. We're going to end fossil fuel.
What about, say, stopping fracking and stopping new pipeline infrastructure?
No more, no new fracking.
We are going to get rid of fossil fuels.
I've argued against any more oil drilling or gas drilling on federal lands.
No one's going to build a coal-fired plant again, and we're going to get rid of the ones we have now.
Have a transition.
They're doing this to us on purpose. The corporations are helping them do it. And you think you're going to stop me by saying that's not free market capitalism? Hear me when I tell you this, communists. Other people have principles. I do not. My principle is victory. That's my principle. I want to win, and I want to see you and your sick religion defeated and run out of this country so it never returns. What will I do to make sure that happens? Well, what will you do to make sure you have victory over me? The answer to that question is anything. That's your answer. I know that's your answer. You should understand, communists, that's my answer too. All right. I have to talk about something that is really ugly and terrible, and I hate it, but it's a mafia assassination, and it's really cool, and we're going to talk about it in a second. Hang on.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can be better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1982, Atari players had one thing on their minds: Sword Quest. This wasn't just a new game, Atari promised 150 grand in prizes to four finalists. But the prizes disappeared. And what started as a video game promotion became one of the most controversial moments in 80s pop culture.
I just don't believe they exist.
That would be my reaction, shock and awe.
That sword was amazing. It was so beautiful.
I'm Jamie Loftus. Join me this spring for The Legend of Sword Quest, a podcast about the fall of Atari and the disappearing Sword Quest prizes. We'll follow the quest for lost treasure across four decades.
It's almost like a metaphor for the industry and Atari itself in a way.
Listen to The Legend of Sword Quest on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, and I know I sound mad, but I'm not. It's email roundup night. We got Nick Searcy, the actor, coming up an hour from now about creating alternate entertainment sources in the country, all kinds of great schools. I get to talk about a mob assassination. That's so sweet. I mean, it's terrible and awful, and I don't support it, but it's still very sweet. But look, if you want to know my political philosophy, you should understand, communists. You're never going to get me with what's always worked with conservatives. That violates your principles. I thought you were small government. You want to know what my political philosophy is? Here it is.
You said you wanted to know how to get Capone. Do you really want to get him? You see what I'm saying? What are you prepared to do?
Everything within the law.
And then what are you prepared to do? If you open the ball on these people, Mr. Nash, you must be prepared to go all the way. Because they won't give up the fight until one of you is dead.
I want to get Capone. I don't know how to get him.
You want to get Capone? Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
That's my political philosophy. All right, quick update on something. We have news, and it's hilarious.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
You know the new White House press secretary, right? After Jen Psaki left, we had Corinne Diversity Hire. I don't even know her last name anymore. We've just taken to calling her Corinne Diversity Hire. She got hired. She's a black lesbian. Everyone knows it. You didn't know how she's been screwing things up the whole time?
But we are coming out of the strongest job market in American history, and that matters. And that a lot of that is thanks to the American Rescue Plan, which only Democrats voted for that. Republicans did not. And it led to this economic boom, this historic economic boom that we're seeing with jobs.
Didn't it also lead to historic inflation?
No, that is not how we're seeing the American Rescue Plan.
Yeah, she's really bad at her job. How embarrassing has the Biden administration been? Very embarrassing, right? I mean, the guy can't talk. Beyond the scandals and everything like that, everything is all, Bill, what's your name? It's embarrassment after embarrassment after embarrassment. I think it's fair to say this is the most embarrassing administration I can remember. I mean, there are ones I hated more. I probably hated Obama more than I hate Joe Biden. But I don't think there's ever been one this embarrassing. Corinne Diversity Hire, she just had somebody step in for her. Former Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, he stood up to the podium today and Corinne Diversity Hire had to stand to the side. How embarrassing do you have to be to embarrass the most embarrassing administration ever? Imagine Joe Biden sitting you down and saying, hey, you just don't speak well enough. That must suck. Rough night for Corinne Diversity Hire, but hey, whatever. It's nothing a couple more cats won't fix, I suppose. Gambino associate Anthony Pandrella murdered Vincent Zito in New York City. I'm sorry. I get to have a mob moment. I'm sorry. A Gambino crime family associate was convicted of murder Tuesday for shooting his mob-tied loan shark friend twice in the back of the head at his Brooklyn home. Can we pause here for a moment? Part of the reason I find this stuff so fascinating is I think it's fascinating how there's this whole dark world outside of your world, outside of my world, that exists
And that's just simply how people still live their lives. One of those parts of that world, loan sharking. It's really genuinely still a thing for somebody hard up for cash. Maybe it's gambling debts. Maybe he wants drugs. Maybe it's whatever the case may be, to bypass all in any legitimate financial institutions, bypass maybe mom and dad or a cousin or an uncle, and walk into Vinny the Leg Breaker's office and say, I need $10,000. And I realize that means I'm going to have to pay you back $12,000 in like 35 seconds, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm also aware that if I can't pay you back, I'm going to end up buried in the Hudson. It's true. Isn't it crazy? Isn't it crazy that that is the world we still live in, that some people still exist in that world? His loan shark friend. Anyway, I'm sorry, I got distracted. Anthony Pandrella, 62. The ages too, by the way. I'm sorry, I can't get over this. Sorry. Pause here for a moment. Pandrella was 62. He's the guy who did the pop shooting. The guy he killed was 77. At 62 and 77, shouldn't you be, you know, going to your grandkids' baseball games? Shouldn't you be closing in on retirement, at least before Joe Biden took office? You should be closing in on retirement. Shouldn't you be golfing, fishing, going out doing things you couldn't do when you were younger, living a normal life, church on Sunday? Instead, these two senior citizens are shooting each other in the face. Anyway, Anthony Pandrella, 62, was found guilty in October 26, 2018, in the execution-style death of 77-year-old Vincent Zito following a half-week trial. Jury deliberated for an hour, blah, 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 blah. Prosecutors said the cold-blooded killer had been holding $750,000 for Zito. Okay, so the guy who did the killing was holding $750,000. Golly. I want $750,000, Chris. I bet we could become, we could run a loan sharking operation out of here, Chris. How hard can it be? What? It's illegal unless you're a bank. You're Jewish. You can't figure out how to get us a banking license. What good are you? All right, never mind. Anyway, prosecutors said the cold-blooded killer had been holding $750,000 for Zito, who asked for the money back after finding out his illegal business was under investigation by law enforcement. Pandrella apparently didn't feel like giving the money back. Just showed up and shot the guy, put two bullets in the back of his head, and also stole watches on the way out the door. I'm going to let this go. By the way, criminal mastermind killing people at the age of 62 got captured on surveillance footage entering and leaving the home. And the neighbors caught him changing his shoes and his clothes and taking out the driver's side floor mat in his car to clean it. Buddy. Anthony. Tony. Can I call you Tony? Look, I'm not here to judge how a man makes his living. You're 62. When you've been doing things as long as you've been doing things, and I'd venture to guess if you're 62 and firing two bullets in the back of someone's head, that's not the first time you've done such a thing. You've been around this once or twice before. You never learned to consider cameras before? That never popped up during any of the other killings at all? And the whole witnesses thing? Your neighbors standing there looking at you as you are apparently yanking bloody floor mats out of your car and dropping your clothes in a burn pit? Tony, do better. We got to do better, right? We got to do better. Now you're going away for life. All right, I'm sorry. I have to get off that. We're going to get back to some things. Apparently, kids have some weakened immune systems. We have to talk about that. I'm giving out my burger recipe in about 20 minutes, but the Buffalo shooter, he's being charged with something, and I think it's stupid and ridiculous. And believe me, this is not going to be defending the Buffalo shooter, but just hang with me. I'll explain.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, and don't worry, I probably end up taking some calls later on in the show. I got a bunch of stuff I want to get to first, all right? Remember, I'm giving out my world famous, Chris, don't shake your head. It is world famous now. You can't even make fun of me anymore, and now it is world famous. There are websites with blog posts dedicated to this thing. It's so stupid, but I have a lot of skills, as you know. I am a top five napper. I'm the best orderer of food on the planet. That's why they call me the menu whisperer. Don't shake your head, Chris. I'm a bit of an oracle, you know, so I have a lot of these skills. I have a very symmetrical face, as we learned last night, me and Denzel, Chris. But the thing I probably do better than all those things is make cheeseburgers. I have a recipe. You've never tried it before. It's the greatest thing you've ever eaten in your life. We get emails about my burger recipe every single day. Don't worry if you haven't heard it before. Buckle up for the ride. I'm going to walk you through the whole thing. We do this about once every 6 months. I do this as more of a public service, Chris, for everyone. I do. As a public service, this is my way to give back, like a charity. In fact, remind me, I need to make sure my accountant lists this as a charitable donation on my forms this year. No big deal. No. Oh, by the way, speaking of IRS and money and Fed, I realize I should have probably addressed this in the opening, but I figured you probably got barraged with it all day long. The Feds jacked the rates way up today. Way up. Interest rates through the roof. That means a couple things. One, it means they're very scared. They're very, very scared about inflation. To jack the rates up that high means we are not at the end of inflation. It means they're scared we have more drastic inflation still to come. Because when you jack rates up like that, you can push your economy into a great recession. Jacking rates up, they're practically, I mean, honestly, if you want me to put it plainly, they're causing a recession instead of just letting the dollar completely collapse. That's how bad the economic news is. I don't have a nice way to put it. I don't have anything nice I can say about it. All I can tell you is this. Please get some precious metals in your possession. And not somewhere else either. Not a piece of paper saying you own some. Call Oxford Gold Group. I can't tell you how laid back they are. I'm friends with these guys. I just had another call with them the other day. It's a great company that shares our values. There's no high pressure stuff, but they will walk you through getting gold or silver and or silver delivered to your front door. I don't know what the future is going to bring. I think we all know it's probably not great. I'm being as nice as I can here. It's probably not great. Get something of value, okay? Just tell them I told you to call. I promise they will take care of you. 833-995-GOLD, all right? 833-995-GOLD. Tell Oxford Jesse told you to call. I think you'll be shocked at how laid back and easy it is. Just get something. Hey, we get bullets. We get medication. We get stuff for clean water. Do you think some gold might be handy? Yeah, I thought so too. All right. Setting all that stuff aside, I despise that there's such a thing as hate crimes. I don't have to explain to you, we just recently had some racist piece of trash shoot up a grocery store, killed a bunch of black people in Buffalo, New York. I don't have to explain that to you. You already know that. And I'm fine if they go ahead and convict this guy 15 minutes from now, and then 20 minutes from now, he's swinging from the gallows on the courthouse lawn. I'm all about that life. That's fine with me. What I can't stand is this new love of classifying everything as a hate crime, because I don't believe that that kind of legislation should exist at all. One, are there love crimes? Walking into a grocery store and shooting a bunch of people is an evil, hateful, horrible thing to do, whatever your motivation is. Whatever your motivation is, that's one. Two, this is my problem. The right never plays offense and they never look ahead. Why hasn't the right chosen to use hate crime legislation to maybe protect people who were on their side? Anyone? Anyone at all? Why has that never happened? Why can't you throw, oh, I don't know, attacks on Christianity as part of all hate crimes legislation? You know why they don't? Because that would involve some level of forward thinking at all. But instead, it's hate crime this and hate crime that and hate crime that. And people do not realize the whole hate crime thing, whether it be federal or state, it's all just a tool to go after people on the right. That's all it is. It's a gigantic protection arm of all the different communist groups on the left in a way to really, really chuck the book at anyone on the right they don't like. Now, this killer wasn't someone on the right. He was some socialist, crazy, racist dirtball. So it doesn't apply here. But why do we have hate crimes at all? You know why we continue to have this? It's the same reason we have a recession. It's the same reason we have high gas prices. It's the same reason we do everything. You know why we have these things? Because people, again, I'm not speaking to you, but America in general, they demand the government do something in the wake of everything. Do something. Somebody do something. I mean, we're at the point now, we have Mitch McConnell out there working with the Democrats on gun control because someone has to do something.
Senator Cornyn, who, as you know, I asked to be the point person on our side to see if we could come to an outcome after these horrible school shootings. And his teammates indicated, as you have reported, a coming together behind a framework which hopefully can be turned into legislative language and passed. For myself, I'm comfortable with the framework, and if the legislation ends up reflecting what the framework indicates, I'll be supportive.
Oh, good. Once again, everyone gets together. The system decides to set up a false narrative like it's done so many times before. This false narrative was what? Mass shooting in Buffalo, mass shooting in Texas. Guns are clearly the problem. So everybody, the media, Democrats, Hollywood actors, athletes, professors, corporations, everyone decided guns are the problem, guns are the problem, guns are the problem, guns are the problem. What do Republicans do? Do they change the narrative? Do they reject the false narrative? Nope. They dive right on top of it like they always do and push more false narratives. They play the Democrats' game on the Democrats' field with Democrat referees enforcing Democrat rules and wonder why the government only gets bigger and your rights shrink every single year. That's enough ugliness. Let's talk about something beautiful. Let's talk about me. No, I'm kidding. It was a joke, Chris. Stop. We're going to talk about the greatest cheeseburger on the face of the planet next. Then we're going to get to kids with weakened immune systems. I have a huge email roundup. Don't forget, you can email the show anything you want. Anything you want, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All those are welcome to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you missed any part of the show, catch it on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I get so frustrated by how useless Republicans are. I swear, maybe it is third party time. And that'll end a disaster too, right? I mean, there's no good solutions. But what are you going to do? You know what the best solution is? Sit back and eat the best cheeseburger ever. I'll tell you how. Next.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.